Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahl-Ketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we're doing our ongoing mentoring call today on August 11th. And so we've got lots of great training for you today and a great opportunity to for you to ask questions. The main purpose for these calls is for you to be able to ask questions and to serve you so that you can keep growing, keep moving forward. So if you have questions, feel free to jump in, and I'll just keep the lines open here as long as there's no background noise kind of thing. If you have a question, just you can just jump in, and if there is any background noise in the background, you can just mute your phone by pressing star 6. That'll be helpful too. So So I don't know, Sue, did you have any questions that you were thinking of today?
I haven't come up with any yet. I may in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I know you've done a lot with your website, and it looks fantastic. There's so many different things that you can do, whether you have a website or whether you don't. We were going to be talking about websites today, how to improve that. And I think, you know, what I'm so excited about is that all of you, you're in the right place at the right time, and because it's so much easier to do things now than it used to be able to promote yourself, to get online, and to everyone is on Facebook, of course, and so it's just really and LinkedIn and Twitter, and so it's YouTube, and it's much easier to just get out there. You don't have to pay for advertising like you used to. And so, and you don't have to pay for getting your website done either. You can do that yourself. I mean, Sue, you did yours yourself, right?
Right.
Yeah, without any real technical background, right? You didn't have too much technical background, did you?
No, just kind of teaching myself.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. So that's what I've done as well is learning to, rather than paying people for doing the websites. I've had that done in the past, but now I realize that, this is something that's very easy to do, that you can do yourself very quickly. Yeah, in fact, one of our students got a website up in like 3 days or so right after he got started with the program here. So today, yeah, I wanted to talk about, I was just going to answer Lauren. Yeah, Lauren had sent me a couple of questions too there. You were saying, can having this certification promote me as a professional? You get a listing on the website, Performing Edge Coaching website there, and I do everything I can to promote you through both websites, the Performing Edge Coach website and also the Dr. Joanne website. Get a listing on both of those, and as well as I promote you through Facebook and, you know, talked about like each of you as you get your certification, talk about you on my Facebook page and promote you there and through Twitter. And I also give you make you a video testimonial so that you can put that on your website and do anything you want with it talk about your, and I just talk about how you can really benefit people. So I put that, offer you that as well. And it's a great thing to put on your resume, of course, when your certification is given, and you can put it on your website. If you go to Sue Hasker's website, Lauren and other people there, I think, Sue, you've got a great website, healyourbest.com. So if you take a look at that, at healyourbest.com, you can see what Sue's done there with her putting the certification seal on the side, and if you click on coaching there, I think is it injury coaching? You've got the video there, testimonial.
Yes.
So it looks great, I think also Duran Blumberg is another performing edge coach in Florida, and his website is athletegrowth.com. So you can check out what he's done with his website kind of as an example of how he's promoting himself there at athletegrowth.com. So
I'm athlete what? I'm sorry, that last word.
Oh, the last one? It was athletegrowth.com. So just forward, you know, just regular words, athlete, you know, and then growth, growth.com, just like it sounds. Yeah, and he's got...
Okay, growth.
Yeah, and he's got a, if you're online, you can check it out there. He's got a banner right on the top, a little slider, and it goes between the different, you know, about three different things that it's got. He actually puts the, he took the header from my website, and he joined the affiliate program, which any of you can do. He came on. Oh, hi, Teresa. TJ Ford, how are you doing?
Hi, Joanne. Sorry, I'm late.
That's all right. Yeah, TJ.
But I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, TJ's a massage therapist up in Oregon. And yeah, we've got Lauren, who's a Lauren's someone new in the course. In our certification, who's from West Virginia University. So you guys
hi,
can say hi if you want.
Hi.
Yeah, so anyway, we were talking about how people are doing different things with their website. I know, TJ, you're doing a lot of great things, too. And, I was talking about with Duran Blumberg in Florida at athletegrowth.com. He put a banner or slider or a slideshow up on his website, and then joined the, and you can see it there, athletegrowth.com, and so he joined the, you know, affiliate program. Like, I know you have TJ too. It's free to do, and you can just go to the resources page, Coach Resources, on the top there of performingedgecoach.com, and there's a link there, and you can just sign up to be an affiliate. So you get your own unique affiliate link. And then what Duran did was just to grab the whole header from my website. I'll, in the future, I'll have some more banners to put up too, but he put the whole header top of my website on his website there. And, within a couple of days, two people clicked on it, on his link, and then joined the course. And so it's a great way, if you're just getting started, to start making an income with this, to be able to put the link on your website any way you can. And then, you know, on his banner there, he put, this is the best investment we've ever made, I think, or something like that, you know, his little endorsement of the course. So, it's a great way to get started and, you know, to promote something that is really worthwhile and, you know, help get the word out there. And then it brings you a really great passive income, too. Since all you have to do is put your link there, and you get 30% of the course fee. So it's a nice way that we can work together. So, TJ, I know you were doing your Performing Edge Coach page, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a separate page on my overall website, and we are still working on it.
Slowly,
but so I don't know. I might check out that header. If you're going to let us use that, I might put that on the page.
Yeah.
Because that would be great.
Because it looks really nice, and it you know, says everything. It says, you know, it's a certification program and all. So you could just grab that, right-click on it, and then say copy image kind of thing, and you can use it yourself. And that way it it's visually attractive, and you can put it all, you know, all the way across on one, the top of one page, and have like an, and then, you know, just talk, you know, maybe put a little sentence about your experience with the course and that kind of thing, and then people click on it, and then I do all the work as far as, you know, getting them in, helping them to understand the value of the program, and helping them get started, and deliver the course to them. So, it's a wonderful way to work together. And you can do that, too, with if you have, you know, your own products. You could start your own affiliate program kind of thing for people to sell your e-books, anything like that, too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like with, you know, you've got, Teresa, TJ, you were starting the, trying out the VIPrunning.com.
We will be doing that, yep.
Yeah.
I haven't signed up yet, but I'll sign up as your affiliate.
Yeah.
So actually, this brings up a question that I wonder if you can address today that I only just thought of. I've been thinking about it. But in terms of putting
like prices on the website. I know that on yours, it seemed like you kind of wanted people to call you, or, you know, you want to talk to people a little bit more before you just say, well, here's what I charge, you know, because then people are more likely to say, well, I can't afford it. So I'm just wondering if you might speak to that. If not this week, then maybe next time. Like, where do you draw that line? Because if somebody wants to put something in their cart, you know, I'm going to have ebooks for sale. Like, they obviously have to know the price. But other times you don't want to give away your price too soon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, that's a great question, TJ.
So I'm just wondering, and then following on from that, I don't know how much to charge for. I mean, I just wrote an article that's about 1,000 words, and that's not really a book, but it's more than an article. So, I mean, what do I charge for that? Like,
for an ebook, you mean?
Well, yeah, and like, how long should it be to be called a book versus an article? And are people going to pay for articles? I guess that's kind of my question.
Yeah. Okay. So
can I just throw something in real quick?
Oh yeah.
I've paid for what they call reports, which is longer than an article and shorter than an ebook.
Okay, a report.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, and how much did you pay for them, Sue?
Like $7, not a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is with an ebook is to generate, to get people on your list, too, and to get people to know you. So it does several things. It brings in income, and also you can have people have to give you an email in order to download the book, so they can they can give you, then you get their email to be on their list, and you can continue to, you know, tell them about other services you have, like your coaching, and so it does a lot of things for you. But yeah, $7 is a good price. I think when you consider like a lot of books in stores, it's $7 to $9 kind of thing, and an ebook doesn't cost anything at all. It's just digital, so it doesn't cost you anything to generate it. So I'd say, yeah, $7 would be a good price. Anything with a 7 in it is actually good. Yeah, people seem to respond to the number 7 better. So with ebooks, I think in terms of the length, it could be, you know, I'd say 10 pages, 5 to 7 pages. Sue, what were the ebooks that you bought? How long were they?
Well, I've had ebooks up to 100 pages or so, but for the report, they're anywhere from 5 to 10 pages.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can call them, a report, special report kind of thing, and it's like a fancy name for an article. But it, usually with a special report, it may have some, it's just real niche. It might be information on how to, with massage or how to combine massage therapy with performing edge coaching or something. Or it could be, how to massage the, your calf muscle after running or something real specific. And if you have like a checklist in the either report or ebook, a checklist or some questionnaire, those kinds of things, that gives the book more value, I think. If you have specific kinds of things that maybe something you generated, it could be just a list of questions that you made up that it are your specific questions that you can't find anywhere else. That's a really good thing to increase the value of the book. And you can also, in books, ebooks or reports, you can have, say in there, it's, get your free video or included, a training video or training audio. And then you just put in there a link to a page on your website that has an audio. Say, now that you guys know how to use Audacity as the free software for editing, you could just create a little audio explaining more about your topic, and then you get put in your title, you could say includes a training exclusive training audio on this topic or something, and just create that there, or create a video, like if you have something you need to show, like TJ, if you have a massage technique or visualization technique, you can show it through a video, then you just put a link to that on your website. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes. I have lots of ideas for little videos.
Oh, do you? Oh, great. Yeah.
just with like different stretches and different ways to prevent injuries for runners and that kind of thing. But it's really just, you know, getting someone to film it for me.
Oh yeah, that's great. Oh, I see.
You know, I have a camera and everything, but
yeah. I think Duran's on the call too. Are you there, Duran?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to, we were just talking about you. They always say be there or be talked about, right? in a good way.
Good.
I was just telling everyone how great your website looks at athletegrowth.com and how you were able to get that up just in a few days. It's amazing. I know you might have to leave because your brother's here, but if you want to share what happened with you with putting up your affiliate link there, that would be great. Since last time the sound wasn't too good, we had a sound issue, so maybe you can tell what happened when you got your website up, what you did, and what happened with that.
Sure. Yeah. Looking forward to getting my website up and finally did it. I had a friend help me, and then with your assistance, I discovered Fiverr.com. So that helped me accelerate the process even faster. So, I put up a thesis-themed blog site and then bought a skin that went with that thesis-themed blog and was able to immediately, like the fifth or sixth week in the course, get the affiliate link for your program, your certification. So then I went ahead and put that all together and put it on my website and put some tags in there and keywords and some phrases, and next thing you know, went to bed, wake up the next morning, and I have two people that signed up for the affiliate program. And at first I thought I was still sleeping, but it was actually real, and it's very powerful to see how, you know, a simple website can be put up and then people can search and find you through keywords and tags and different phrases like that and discover, you know, a program like yours.
Yeah, these are people you didn't even know, right, that just searched on your keywords like peak performance and performance coaching, that sort of thing?
Yes, peak performance certification, peak performance training, coaching, keywords like that, and I believe a gentleman from South America and then one from New York signed up for your program, and so it happened.
Yeah, that was fantastic, and what you did was put the header, took the header from my website and put it on your website, right? That, which is the top part of my website, and put it on your site, so it was very prominent, right?
Yeah, I did that, and I've added a couple more ways to get contact with you on my website. So, using the blog site is just amazing because it gives you so much availability and it's so easy to change. As a matter of fact, I just changed my website look again. So, I have a new header and new books that I put together and creating all that, and in the process of finishing my first ebook with a audio download, so people can just download it straight from the website, and with your help using the practice pay solution. So it's an exciting time to get involved with that. And just finished my business cards and postcards today, so getting those printed.
Yeah, fantastic. That's great. And when you wonder with affiliate programs, well, if I put a link up there, am I actually going to, how does it get tracked? Do I actually get, is this actually going to work that it will get tracked, so I'll get credit, so I'll get paid for this? And, Duran, what happened to you just shows that the tracking system is very good, right? You actually got an email from the company before I did, even, that saying that you had those two people that clicked on your link, and then I got the notification as well because the tracking system works really well. And then I sent you a check for $600 because each at the time it's what the course cost is at that time, which is at that time it's going to continue to go up, but it was $997, so you get a third of that, 30% of that. So it's really it's a great way to start your get passive income, because all you have to do is put a link on your site and then people start clicking on it, and then you don't have to do any other work. I take over from there and just help people through the course. So it's the affiliate programs are great, I think, for that sort of reason. And it's a great way that we can work together, partner together, and help each other. And, it's good to only, just be an affiliate of things that you really believe in. And since we're all part of this program, I think it's a really great way to, to work together. So, congratulations, you guys. Congratulations, Daron, on your website. It looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you. And it's a process, and, it's coming along, and, Yeah,
good. And then also on the sidebar, I think you have the certification seal on the sidebar, so high up, so that no matter what page people are on, they see the sidebar there. They see that seal, so they can I was thinking if you wanted to put something like a just put become a you could, in addition to the seal right above it, you could put become a certified coach or something like that too. And that way, with a link, and then put your affiliate link, so it always gets tracked back to you. So that's great. So I think, that's great. And TJ, I wanted to get back to you with your other question. Are you there?
I am.
So, it's great. If you were asking about prices and all, like for coaching too, right?
Yeah, because I was writing up my, sort of my price list and realizing that, really good people don't just give away their fees right away. It's like you want to talk to people and figure out that if you're a good fit, and then, once they're convinced, then you say, well, it's only going to cost this much money. So I'm just wondering, how I'm going to do that. Like, with my massage, I mean, it's fairly obvious how much I charge for that, per hour. But I'm just wondering, when do you put the price out there, and when do you wait to talk to someone?
Yeah.
Weird thing.
There's a little bit of background sound, so I'm going to put it in mute mode here so that you can only hear me. I'm just going to put this in mute mode so everyone can hear me. We have a good clean recording. And then if you want to talk just to me, just press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. We can try that for a little bit here. So because some people might be like driving in their car with cell phones or something. So that's a great question, TJ. And if with regard to prices, I think you're right on with saying that it's good to, with higher priced items like coaching or massage, it's good to not give away the price too soon. So I don't have the prices on my website for the coaching, since I want to have a conversation with the person and be able to create lots of value first and have them really understand what the program is first, and then talk about the usually if people see that there's value in something, they will find the money or find a way to pay for it. And if they have a relationship with you, then they'll much more likely find a way to get the funds to pay you. So I think it's good to not give the price on your website maybe. But it's a choice. You can do whatever you want. People have all sorts of different systems. That's just the way that I do it right now for my coaching, is I want to have people know me first, and be able to give them a sample of what I do. Actually, when I'm talking to people, I don't hold back. I don't wait until, it's not just marketing. The best way to market to people, I think, in a conversation is actually to give them, actually be training them and coaching them while you're doing your promotion. So you're actually talking with them about the value of your program and say, well, here's an example of what I do. Let's say you're, and then talk about how you would create maybe an MP3 file for them with a peak performance coaching and, or a peak experience and a custom MP3 file for them. Or if they have a question, you know, you can go ahead and answer their questions so that you're really getting a little, I mean, not a full coaching session, but you're actually giving them a sample of what you do. I think that's really, you know, a really valuable technique. Also, I think with ebooks or something that's a smaller price, then I think it's a good thing to give the price there, because if it's $7 or $9, people aren't going to balk at that. They just well, if they see value in it, they'll just go ahead and buy it. So I think it's and you know, you can decide what, in terms of pricing, it's better to start low, I think, a little bit low, and then so that you can get people in the door and get your practice started with Performing Edge Coaching. And then as you get more clients, then you can gradually increase that. To a higher price. And then if you find that there's too much resistance or people aren't saying yes, then it's you know, you could back off a little bit and have a lower price kind of thing. So you can play with the price and see what the market holds. Some people with Performing Edge Coaching, I've seen some people start out with you could start off with just a one session price. You know, it could be $95 or $75 or $95 for a session, and you could decide whether that's a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour, and then gradually move up to, say, $125 an hour, and then $150, and then go to, or if you want to, you can do a monthly price, and just some people start at $500 a month or $600 a month for one coaching session a week type thing, and then go to, you know, $700 a month kind of thing, and gradually increase the price as you get more clients, as you get more experience with this. So, that's a good way to do it. Let's see. Let me just take this off mute. TJ, if you're there, just press *6 on your phone and tell me, does that kind of help you with your question? Or
That's helpful. But, you know, I'm also thinking of my regular clients who are going to want to start paying online, because everybody's getting excited about that. So, I mean, I assume once, like, if people really want to find out the price for your coaching, they can just click on the cart, right? And then you can see how much it is. So, I mean, I guess my regulars are going to know how much I charge anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's all making a little more sense now.
Yeah, you could just take your regular clients and have a specific page for them. If you don't want to tell everyone about it, you could just say, go to this page, go to, SophrisFitness.com.
So, because my massage page is going to be separate from my coaching page. So if you're coming to me for massage, you're, you know, regular for that, you're going to be on that page and go to that cart, I guess. Okay, that makes perfect sense, yes.
Yeah, you could say, go to SophrisFitness.com/massage or something.
Yeah.
The other one could be /coaching or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that just those people see it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and then they could click there. And the great thing about the shopping cart, the VIP running shopping cart system, is that you can, you can have recurring payments on there too. So you can.
You can?
Yeah, so you could just set somebody up for billing if they are, come every week and you charge $95 for a massage. They could just bill their credit card every once a week, type thing, or once a month for a certain amount for the total amount. So yeah, it's totally flexible that way. So yeah, that's great, it makes it so much easier for you that you don't have to do all that billing. It's just kind of set up ahead of time. And then they can tell them that they can cancel any time, and if they need to, they can let you know, kind of thing. So yeah, that's
okay.
That's great.
Yeah, that was helpful. Thanks.
Okay, good. Yeah, and Yeah, and then you could have a separate page for products, you know, for ebooks. I can see, yeah, TJ and all of you, and Sue and Lauren and Teron, you could all do, you know, a whole series of ebooks or special reports about, you know, your different topics. And, you know, I think an ebook, these days, the definition of ebook has really broadened because so many people are doing ebooks and because Amazon has the Kindle now and Barnes & Noble has the Nook and Apple has the iBook. It's like anything goes with an ebook. It used to be that, yeah, it might have to be a longer book, but now people are doing, you know, really niched ebooks that are, you know, 10 pages long kind of thing. And it's basically like Sue was saying, like a special report. And now people are just calling them ebooks. And, you know, you could charge as much anything that you want, you know, for smaller ones. Yeah, I'd say you could charge $7. $9, $9.97 kind of thing. If you have a 9 in there, put the 7 at the end so that people seem to respond to the number 7 better. So, yeah, it could be. And then if you have a really valuable, you know, ebook that just has a lot of niche information and a lot of really, you know, key stuff that you've developed yourself, then I'd say put it in. You know, you can I've seen ebooks for $97. You know, and it's amazing. I've seen ebooks for $150 because it's something that only that, you know, that population needs. Like I was talking earlier about that one lawyer that wrote a book about how to get rid of your criminal record legally. And I mean, there's a lot, if you have a criminal record, you know, you'll pay a lot for that book. I mean, most of us don't have that problem, and so. But he was able to get his book as the number one on Amazon, just by offering lots by just the average person buying it, just by you know, offering a video series, also a bonus video series on how to save time, which is something everyone wants. So, yeah, it's. You can go on Amazon.com and search on Kindle, search on all the different books, and that's a good way to do research and see what kinds of things, what they're selling for and how long the books are. That's a great way, you know, if you have, like for coaching, you could search on the area of coaching and see what people are writing there and see how much they're charging and see what kinds of, it can give you ideas for titles as well. So it's a great way to do, you know, get an idea of what's out in the market there. So I think that might be a really good, you know, exercise for all of us to do, is to get started on an ebook, even if it's a small, you know, 7 or 10 page kind of thing. Just, yeah, I would encourage everyone to just start writing on what, you know, just accumulating. Let's say you've got 5 articles on something you've written on in the past, 5 or 10 articles. Just put them together and see if you can put it into an ebook. And then, you know, our next calls here, you let me know how you're doing with that, and we can all support each other with, you know, getting your ebooks both up on your website, and also I'll be showing you how to get them up on Kindle and on the Barnes & Noble Nook, too, because you really want to be in that market. It's just totally exploding right now. And I know Ricky from Brazil, he was talking last time asking me, you know, how do you gain credibility as a coach? And that was a great question, you know, just starting out. And one of the best ways, one of the fastest ways, and easy, free ways, is to write a book. And it can be, like I was saying, a short book, too. It doesn't have to be, you know, War and Peace. It can be, you know, something very short. But you, if you have a book, people say, well, he's the expert. He wrote the book on it, you know, that common phrase. And if you can say, I'm author of this book, no matter how long or short it is, it gives you a brand. And you could start a whole series of books. Like I have Your Performing Edge, you know, of course, and so I want to write a series of e-books on that. Your Performing Edge for runners, Your Performing Edge for tennis players, Your Performing Edge for golfers, Your Performing Edge for youth. You know, and you could do the same thing with your brand as well, if that kind of makes sense to everyone. Yeah, also... TJ, while you're there, you were mentioning on your page you had developed an acronym, right, for your that you wanted to put. I think that is a great idea to have a you know, a word of some sort that you use and then create a, each letter means a different thing. How did you come up with that? TJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I don't know. I just, it's been done a lot. And so my concern was that I was just kind of stealing somebody's idea, but I was like, you know, what is it that people want when they're being coached? It's like they want to reach for their goals. And so I was like, what can I do with the word reach? And that was, it was really hard to come up with individual words for each letter. But I think I want to kind of focus on that. And then to me, that sort of gives like a 5-step process for people for each of those words.
Right, so,
so
you came up with one word for R and one for E, one for A, one for C, one for H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of excited, and I just hope that I didn't steal it from someone, you know, without knowing. That's kind of my concern. Because, you know,
well,
I read so much, and there's so much material out there, but I think it's unique what I've come up with for each of the individual words.
Oh, I think it is, too. Yeah, I think it's fantastic, and the word reach itself, of course, I'm sure lots of people have used, but the way that you're using it is completely different and unique. And you could, one way to research it is go on Amazon.com and just type in the word reach and see what see if anybody else, what they're using it for, kind of thing. But the and even if somebody else is using those words, you're probably, it's probably for a whole different topic or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're using, you're using it in a whole unique way with your spin on it. And nobody has no one has that word. Reach is such a common word that it's not going to be
right. You can't trademark it.
You're trademarked, right? So you're safe with that. If you're using the word Olympics or something, that word you have to be careful with because it is trademarked by the U.S. Olympic, United States International Olympic Committee. So, but I think that is a fantastic idea in general and for all of us to do. It's to come up with a word of some sort that, and you make it, create an acronym for it. So it's a, each letter means one thing. You know, like I talked about, another way to do it is come up with one letter, like a P, like I talked about the three P's of your performing edge, positive images, power words, present focus. And so it makes it easy for people to remember those concepts. And so you could come up with the three G's or the three B's or the five W's. that's something that's really easy for people to remember. Or you could come up with just a word. And that's the sort of thing you could do when you're out on your next run or your next walk, you know, when you're doing that left-right motion, any kind of left-right motion with your left arm and right, left arm's moving forward and back or your right that leg's moving forward and back. It creates this, studies have shown the neurological studies show that it helps synchronize the brain so that you think more creatively. So that's what I always do when I'm out. If I want to come up with a concept of some sort, I just go out for a walk or a run, and I just think to myself, I put that concept in my mind, okay, what do I want to do? Like you would do, TJ, with the word reach, okay, reach. What could reach stand for? And then you just kind of put that in your head, and then mm-hmm. as you're off on your run or your walk, the concept kind of percolates in your mind, right? and you come up with what those letters could mean. And then a good thing, too, is try them out on people. Just say, what do you think of these five words? Does that make sense? And some people might say, well, yeah, I like these three words, but this one, you know, C could stand for this other word. Other people might give you some other ideas, too. So you can get feedback from people, you know, your friends or colleagues, too. So,
So, Joanne, what would you think about, since I have five letters there, doing, like, sort of five different articles on each of those words and then kind of packaging that up? Without kind of giving away, like, that's my other thing is giving away all of our secrets in our ebooks and articles, but maybe I'm sure there's a way to write it so that people just want to call us and they want to work with us directly instead of just reading our stuff. But I'm just thinking maybe I could do like 5 articles and then put them in a book based on these 5 words that I've come up with.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea, yeah, to have an article on each of the words.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, and then, package them together, like you say, and you could have, I think that's a great idea, and you could have it be, TJ's Book of Reach.
Yeah.
TJ's Reach Book.
I'll work on the title.
Yeah. You can come up with something, I think. Reach for the stars. Reach for whatever. So just play around with it, that's great. You could and then you could get known for that, you know, for that word and that that concept kind of thing. So I'd say that'd be great to try to do this week. You know, just think about maybe the first article for the R and see what you can come up with. And with articles too, I think, you know, a lot of people come up, you get writer's block and they think, oh geez, where do I start? But if you can just think about it like 3 tips articles are great. You know, think about here's what I wanted to say about, here's the main concept, you know, just put that in the first paragraph, and then say 3 tips about that topic. And then at the end, just summarize. Here's the basic things that you want to think about, some action plan or something that you can do with this, and that can be your article. You know, a 3 tips article like that, or a 3 mistakes article. You know, just something real simple. So it doesn't have to be a big heavy duty, you know, theoretical article at all. It can be something that is very simple. So yeah, you could do something on fear. I was going to mention too, by the way, the concept of fear. Everyone usually will pay for you to to be able to deal with their fear or their handle fear, and that's a great area for performing edge coaching. So you might want to, if you integrate that concept in there somehow, of the fear, it's great. And in Runner's World magazine, the current one that just came out on the stands, I'm in there, interviewed 3 times. Yeah, and I'm on page, let's see, I think it's 52, and also on page 66 and page 67. And there's an article called Running Fears, you know, all the different fears that people have when they're going to races or just training. So, I'll send you the PDF, or I can put it up on the website as well for that article. And that's another way to do an article, is like take a topic like fear and then say, okay, what are all the different fears people have? And you name like 10 of them or name 20 of them. And in the article, they talk about fear of not being able to make it to the porta potty and the run it in your race, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something everyone has this private fear of, being able to being out somewhere and not being able to have a place to go. Race day anxiety. I'm on page 66 with race day anxiety, how to channel your fears. And they go through all the different ones. Fear of getting injured, you know, that's great for you and Sue, and you know, who's into your expertise in the area of injury, and also TJ with massage therapy, and you guys, and and Duran and Lauren and Christo Spies over in South Africa, you know, works a lot with injury too, and then we've got Frank in New York, and Ricky in Brazil you've all talked about being injured before, and so that's a big area there. So, for instance, they talk about fear of falling behind in a race, a fear of tackling the hard hills, fear of hitting the speed work goals, fear of coming in last in a race, fear of falling off the treadmill, you know, when you're at a gym. That's a fun funny one. Huh? But it's probably happened to all of us. You know, when you're so tired, you're just kind of running along and you get dizzy. Your treadmill keeps going and you're off the side. Looking stupid, right? There's facing resistance from my family. You know, family members saying, oh, why do you have to go for that run this morning? There's fear of feeling exhausted on hot runs, fear of gaining weight, fear of getting blisters on your new shoes, fear of saying goodbye to personal best. You know, as we get older, there went my last personal best. I'm never going to run that time that fast again, you know. Now I got to go for something slower. Fear of not finishing. And then one, fear of needing to take a pit stop. Fear of never getting into a bucket list race. You know, your bucket list meaning your races that you want to do. Fear of race day anxiety. Fear of getting lost or hurt on trail runs. If you've gotten lost on a trail, I bet most of us have. If you're out there, I certainly have. If you're directionally challenged like I am. This fear of catching a cold, you know, or not being able to sleep the night before a race. Fear of not running again. You know, Sue Hasker, I know you deal with that a lot with people who've been injured for a long time, or, you know, not being able to do what they've wanted to do all their lives. And then they ask me to do the last fear on their fear of fill in the blank. So it's, you know, kind of create a general plan for fear of whatever might come up, just a general plan for anything, that dealing with any kind of fear. So, yeah, that'd be great. I'll put that PDF, send that out to you guys so you can see it all. But that's an example of how you could take one topic like fear and then ask yourself, okay, what are all the different aspects of it? How could I address this topic in many different ways? And then just create an article about that. So, yeah, so that kind of makes sense. Or TJ, with your question about articles?
Yes, it does. And my next question is, how do I find, like, 5 extra hours in every day to do all this stuff that I want to do?
Oh, that's a great question, yeah.
Yeah. And if you can answer that.
then, yeah, all our problems will be solved.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, what I think is a really great thing to do is the comment that we always find time for the things that are important to us. And so, like for running, if you're a running addict, you know, we always find time to get out there and run. And so we have to make that same priority for the website stuff and for getting this going. And it doesn't have to be, you know, huge amounts of time, but just something you do consistently. So one thing I'd suggest first ask yourself, okay, what is the time of day that I have the most energy? Because each person, you need to honor your biological rhythms, you know. So some people are morning people, some are afternoon, some are evening. I don't know, like TJ, what are you, what time of day do you have the most energy?
Probably in the mornings these days, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just take this off mute for a second. What about the rest of you guys? Like, Duran, what time do you have the most energy?
I call it ADED. It's all day, every day. Pretty much.
Energy,
like,
all day. Wow.
Well, you know, like, I'm really passionate about this, so.
Hi, Jen. Can you?
I don't know what that
so
means.
When I start writing or doing things, I have a lot of energy and I'm really focused on it. So.
Yeah, good. So that's.
Hi, Joanne. Can you hear me? It's Christo here in South Africa.
Oh my goodness! Wow, Christo, you're calling in from South Africa. That is fantastic. Oh, I've got goosebumps just hearing your voice.
Hey, Christo.
Wonderful. Finally.
Wow.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Yeah, I'm so glad. Oh, I love your accent, too.
Hey, Christo.
This seems to be a bit of a delay, though. Hey, wow, this is someone that speaks Afrikaans. That's brilliant.
I was born there, Christo, in Johannesburg, and I'm possibly coming there in March to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Performing edge coach in South Africa.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant.
Dr. Joanne doesn't know it, but we're taking over little by little.
Taking over the world.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool that you guys both could connect. I'm so glad you could be on the call. Are you still there, Christo? Christo calls in from by Skype, and sometimes the connection sort of goes in and out. So I'm hoping he can get back on. He's probably sort of going in and out there. Wow, that is so great that both of you could connect. And so Christo's website is christospees.com. You could go there. Yeah, Duran, you could go there to connect with him. That would be great if you could both of you could meet.
Hierdie betale over, maar dis nie, dis min.
Oh, there you are. What's that again? What'd you say, Christo?
Hello. Sorry, no, I was cut off. I had to log in again. Sorry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, no, sorry, I had to log in again. Yes. Sorry, I just logged in now. I sent you an email earlier. I was stuck with the squash game, but I'm back now, so I'll catch up on the stuff that I missed earlier.
Okay. Do you have a question for us or something you were thinking of for right now?
No, I just rushed in, so let me just settle a bit. I rushed here home, and I rushed in, and I just got logged in, so, and then got cut off. So let me just settle in. I'll think of something just now. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. So I'll look for his email here to see. Yeah, that is great. I was going to just tell everyone that Christo's email is, or his website is christospees.com. And that's a great looking website as well. So CHRISTO, Christo, and then Spees is SPIES.com. So you guys can connect.
Yeah.
And,
it's been, I have to update it very soon. Because it's really out of date. I just finished working with three local teams, South African teams, of which the one was a netball team who won the National League. And the other one was a junior rugby side under 19 who also won the National League. The Free State Cheetah Crane Week side, and then with the under 18 field hockey side, also a Free State side that came second in South Africa in the interprovincial. So I must update my website with all of that stuff.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic. This is in rugby?
Yeah, the one was a rugby side under 19, what they call a Craven Week. That's the National Week. And this side won that national league.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations. I think it's on my screen. It's his, Christo's, he might be still listening. He's kind of, reception's going in and out. But, yeah, so that's fantastic. So you guys, Duran, you can meet your fellow countrymen over there, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I lost my accent, but, I was born there and lived there till I was three, so... I'm looking forward to going back and visiting and being with family and stuff. So definitely see if you can hook up.
Yeah, in March or so. Yeah.
Yeah, in March, yeah.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. So and you can look at Chris's site there too, and I think he might be back on again. So Christo's doing a lot. I know you're doing a lot with top-notch rugby players and also triathletes. And you've done a lot with the MP3 files, making custom peak performance MP3 files for your athletes, right, Christo? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I was cut off again. I sound so clear tonight and still I get cut. It's cut off. Yeah, no, I use that quite. I just had a phone call this afternoon from one of the junior athletes that I'm busy with that was doing slope skiing. That's very rare in South Africa. But now he wants one for tennis as well. So, yeah, no, they're loving it.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, so, it's nice to. I know you've got a real. gift for doing the coaching, this performing edge coaching and visualization, and you call yourself a mental toughness coach, right? That's on your website, and you're also doing a lot of professional.
I do a lot of, and I moved more towards that. Now suddenly I have a couple of golfers coming, and I've got one professional and three golfers that's going to try out now at qualifying for professional golf. So yeah, this is a new learning curve for the golfers coming in.
Oh yeah, that's great. And you had the guy from South Africa. Did he win the Masters last year? I think, what was his name? You had one guy from South Africa that won one of the major golf tournaments. I think his connection's going in and out again. But whenever you have someone that is top athlete that's in your field that makes that's in the news, you want to be able to blog about that because everyone will be searching on that term. And I don't know, Duran, if you remember what there was a top athlete from South Africa last year, a few months ago, that did really well. And so you
I don't recall.
That's okay. You could search on it. But anyway, it's good when something's in the news like that to put that on your blog, and then you'll get a lot more clicks and interest in your website as well.
Yeah.
So
sorry, Dr. Joanne, I gotta run real quick. I just wanted to tell TJ something that I've been doing and seems to be working very well is that I'm promoting like 3 sessions for $99,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like an introduction package. And with that, I'm giving people like 2 of my ebooks and a coaching session, doing an MP3 customized visualization for them, and just kind of building that relationship with them, and then putting them into the whole coaching program that I've developed myself, an 8-week program. And it's like kind of, call it kind of like a Groupon where you combine just
mm-hmm.
different things. So it could work really well with like massage and your ebooks and the visualization where you can kind of package it all together and give like a, introduction package for new people. And for new people you already have a relationship with, that's different, of course, but if you're looking
right.
for new people.
Oh, yeah,
but I just wanted
great.
To throw that
yeah.
out.
Yeah, thanks. I was looking at the Groupon thing and thinking about doing that, but we can do it ourselves. We don't have to pay them to.
Oh yeah,
us,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. You do it yourself. You don't. Just that's what I put on my postcard on the back. $99 special, and got to start passing that out for people to build an awareness of what we do, and then word of mouth, of course, helps all the time.
Right. So are your sessions half an hour or an hour?
I don't put a time limit on it. I just kind of take the time to build a relationship with that person. So sometimes, it could be like an hour to an hour and a half or 30 minutes. Everybody's different, so it depends on the situation that person's going through and the time that they have. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Duran. I think to have a package like that, because that way it hits lots of different senses. Some people are readers and they really get a lot out of your ebooks. If you have an audio file, some people might really benefit from hearing your voice. Other people, with the coaching sessions, they get a real sample. That's the ultimate, getting a sample of who you are. And so, and sometimes people, if they don't know you, they might be a little slow to commit to, a larger amount of money. But if you have, 3 sessions for $99. Total or $99 each?
No, $99 total.
Yeah. Okay,
wow.
So that's like a no-brainer for most people, I would think. Yeah, you make it so attractive to them. That's great. And then after that, they're much more likely to get into something bigger. And also you can get testimonials from them. Yeah. Audio testimonial is great. Text is good. Audio testimonial is better. And video is the best. think if you can talk with them by Skype to get do video testimonial, that works great too. So yeah, thanks for sharing.
And I,
yeah, thanks.
I gotta run.
Okay.
I run. My brother surprise visited me from New York, so we're gonna enjoy the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And catch up with everything. And yeah, I thank you for everything again. And sounds like everybody's doing great. And always great to hear everybody's stories.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. And I'm so glad you could connect. You could connect with Christo. He's in South Africa, especially your countrymen. That's great.
Yeah. He seems like he's a Laka Suwisa Krakaman. That's like he means like strong as a firework. So
like
he's doing really well. So that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Definitely connect with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, and then we've got our call next week, August. I'm going to do a bonus call next Thursday. So August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, August 18th, the same time at 1 p.m. It's 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. That'll be great. So, yeah, thanks for joining us, Duran.
So next week.
What's that?
Next week, same time, right?
Yeah, next week, same time. And
excellent.
Then, so, the week after that is August. Let's see, we normally would have it on the second and fourth Thursday of every month, but I'll be gone to a convention that Thursday, so it's going to have a Tuesday, Tuesday the 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern that day. So if you want to put that on your calendar, so the next upcoming ones will be the 18th and then the 23rd. Yeah, that'll be great, and we'll talk more about. We were going to get into websites today, but this is such a great opportunity for everyone to connect here. That it's good to just have a good connection with everyone, and we'll then we can do more, next time on the website stuff too. And you feel free to share, your questions if you have questions about. Any either the coaching aspect or the website stuff, you can email me in between time, and that would be great. Yeah. Do you guys have more questions? I don't know, Sue or Lauren, they're on the call. You can just press *6 to. Oh, I've got everyone unmuted right now, so you can just. It's open if you want to talk.
And I got to run, Joanne.
Okay.
So
okay.
Thanks, and thanks everybody for all the good input. And I will talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. Yeah. Any other questions, you guys? Or anything you'd like to any comments?
I think I'm just trying to get the feel for everything right now and just trying to get started. I know that was one thing I shared with you over the email, is just trying to get everything started. So.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, so it's great that you could get a chance to meet people and realize, this is working really well
mm-hmm.
Around the world. Yeah, so just coaching, people are using it, and it's getting the word out there. And they're, you can use performing as coaching for any kind of sport or people, like you say, Lauren, working with people in with this mental health issues that want to improve
mm-hmm.
their mind, body.
Yeah.
And, just anything that... for any goals, that personal or professional goals people have. So, great. All right. Well, yeah, thanks, Lauren, for sending your vision, your goals. She'd look that over and give you feedback on that, too.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And if you can make it next Thursday, the 18th, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining us on this call. And we'll have our next one on the 18th, and at this same time at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and then also on the 23rd, that next Tuesday. So thanks.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk soon. Talk then. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.